بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Those who control anger and those who forgive people, and Allah loves the good doers. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوا هُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. And when they get angry, they forgive. Imam Bukhari narrates a hadith. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَغْصِنِي قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ فَرَدَّدَ مِرَارًا قَالَ لَا تَغْضَبْ. A man asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give him some advice. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do not become angry." The man repeated that several times. He came again and again. And each time Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Don't become angry." It's a brief advice, two words. Big impact on life, character. It can protect a person from hundreds of sins and mistakes. Sins and mistakes take a person away from Allah. Usually, there are two main causes for sins and mistakes. Number one, shahawat, desires of nafs, the inner self, to do something impermissible. Number two, anger. And that leads to sins related to huququl ibad, the rights of the people. That's why the first step for purification of heart is to control your anger. Anger on someone weaker than you, it leads to verbal abuse, cursing, calling bad names, hurting others' feelings, and breaking hearts. Anger on someone stronger usually leads to backbiting, describing his defects in his absence, and malice in the heart, thinking he should suffer in life, and jealousy, thinking that he should be deprived of his blessings. Sins which violate the rights of Allah, a person can make tawbah and achieve forgiveness. But sins involving rights of people, tawbah to Allah and also seek forgiveness from those people. The angels, malaika, don't have anger. They just do worship, ibadat of Allah. Insan, the human being, has the capability to do good or bad. When insan controls the desires and angers for the love of Allah, human being can become best of the creation and can even surpass the malaika. Check to see how soon you become angry and how much time it takes to become normal. Some people get angry fast, very quickly, but it resolves quickly also. Some people get anger very quick, but they stay in that situation for a long time. That's worst. Some people, they don't get angry fast, but when the anger comes, it quickly resolves. This is the best. Some people get angry very late and it stays there for a long time. Human being has expectations from other creation. We expect nice treatment, love and care and generosity and humbleness and polite manners and soft talk and rights and listening ear and friendly attitude from others. When we see and observe unexpected behavior from others, it leads to sorrow and grief and hurt. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of the whole universe and who creates all the situations. All our hopes and expectations are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our worries and anxieties and sadness is because we ourselves expect some results and outcome of our tasks, as if we already made the decision and we just would like Allah Almighty to confirm. In reality, what we plan is subject to Allah's confirmation. We have two eyes, one to look at our own faults and shortcomings, and another eye to look at the fadail, the virtues, and the good qualities of others. Our feelings and desires and emotions should be under the guidance of intellect and reason, and intellect and reason should be under the guidance of Deen and Sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haleem and Sabur. There are billions of people making trillions of mistakes in life. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes people on each mistake, there would be no living creature on the face of earth. But Allah gives time so people can repent and rectify their situations and come back to Allah. During anger, a person can become out of control. When the intellect or aql is lost and judgment is gone, and a person may behave like a wild animal. And then whatever the person says or does could be just wrong. The tip of the tongue with few words, families may be destroyed or people may start abusing. Lifetime regrets, loss, sorrow and hurt. Anger cuts relations from family and friends, and it brings lifetime sorrow and regrets. Look at the example on a road when cars travel in collaboration, helping and understanding each other. If one of the cars in anger is misbehaving, is speeding and changing lanes, the other cars slow down and give the way out. Similarly, problems in the home and family life. Only one person can get angry at one time, not more than one person. Give the benefit of doubts to other people. Pray for them. Best personality, haya, modesty on the face and eyes, shyness, sweet tongue, soft spoken, heart is well-wisher for others, and hands and feet busy in serving others. Imam Ali Zainul Abideen Rahmatullah Alayh was making wudu, and his maid servant was assisting with wudu. The water vessel fell down, and he looked at the servant with some anger. The servant immediately recited, "Wal kaazimeen al-ghayz," those who control anger. So the Sheikh said, Sheikh, he controlled his anger. The servant further recited, "Wal aafina anin nas," those who forgive people. So he said, "May Allah forgive you." The servant further recited, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen," indeed Allah loves the good doers. So the Sheikh said, "You are free to go." He set the slave free. In situations in life, don't keep the hurt inside your heart and mind. Look at the example of a baby, a good quality of a baby. Mom is admonishing the baby, mom is scolding the baby, mom is chasing the baby. But after some time, the baby forgets all that and still comes back to the mom, smiling. Learn from the airplane. When a huge airplane is walking on earth in the airport, slowly, slowly, with humility, even a bike rider can go faster and beat the plane. But the real competition is on the air. When the plane flies and goes high in the sky, more than 500 miles an hour, it can go around the planet. Your intellect and skill and resources and brain cells are to achieve higher goals in life. Do not waste them in negative thoughts and anger. A person became angry on his horse and took it to an agent. "I don't like this horse. Please sell it out." So the agent created and designed a marketing campaign, and he made a big poster, an announcement: "This horse is so nice and beautiful. No one can compete with him in speed. It eats very little and works very hard and carries so much weight and luggage. And this horse is from a royal family and very loyal to his master." So the owner of the horse was listening all these virtues, and he says, "This horse is so beautiful and fast and eats little and works hard and carries so much weight and from a royal family and very loyal and faithful to the master." He says, "I didn't even realize if this is all true. Please don't sell this horse. Give it back to me." This is the situation in family, in the homes, in the community, in the neighborhood. We have diamonds, pearls, and precious jewels in the form of those people and brothers and sisters that we should appreciate. Spending many years of happy life, if some difficulty or hurt comes, we should forgive each other. Look at the good qualities of others. In one home, the husband and wife, disagreement, objections, and they agree that we should sit and take a piece of paper each and write down all the complaints. So one party came, "What's on your list? You are like this and like this and like this." The whole page filled with points and objections. "So the time is over. Now what is on your list?" The second party brought a blank page and says, "You are good as you are. I love you for the sake of Allah." All the problem solved. On the street, in one corner, there was one beggar was saying, "May Allah bless whoever gives sadaqah." On the other corner, there was another beggar, and he used to say, "May Allah bless you even if you don't give anything to me." On the day of judgment, imagine there are two lines. One is the line of people who make some effort, some good things in life, and there is another line for the people who just criticize others. Which line you would like to enter? Prescription to control anger from the elders, from the shuyukh and scholars. Recite, "A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim." Make wudu. Anger is from shaitan, and shaitan is from fire, and water can extinguish fire. So make wudu. And some shuyukh says, drink cold water. If you are standing, sit down. If sitting, lie down. Because the characteristic of anger, it goes up in the mind. When we sit or lie down in a humble position, it helps controlling the anger. Leave the person upon whom you are angry. Change your position. Don't keep standing and facing that person. Sit in the gathering of a pious person. Remember Allah. Salawat, salutations on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Observe silence. Don't talk to the person at the time of anger or make a decision. Think, ponder, meditate that anger corrupts and spoils my faith and iman. And think that I am also a sinner. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry on me and punishes me, I won't have any way of safety. But if I observe patience and forgive this person on his mistake, maybe Allah will forgive me as well. If we are still unable to control anger, then have a ticket, fine, on our nafs. Give some charity, perform some nawafil, some prayers. Read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and recite Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Recite Ya Arhamar Rahimin. When a person recites Ya Arhamar Rahimin, then an angel announces that Arhamur Rahimin is giving you attention. What do you need? Remember Allah and have mercy on the creation. Yarhamu man fil arb, yarhamkum man fis sama. You have mercy on the people on the earth, the one in the heavens will have mercy on you. Remember the example of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the victory of Makkah Mukarrama. Very humble entry, riding a she camel, looking down and weeping. After 23 years of effort, pure human struggle, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always forgive the people. La tathrib alaykum al-yawm, this day no blame on you. He forgave the worst enemies. Ways and manners, akhlaq of anbiya, prophets. People of the town used to say, you are sahir and kadhib and majnoon. You are magician and liar and you are not in your senses. Anbiya, prophets, may Allah be mercy upon them. Anbiya alayhimu salam used to say, I am your well-wisher, I am your nasih, ameen. I want falah and najah for you. I want your safety and welfare. People throwing stones at the Prophet and Prophet bleeding, but still does not curse his nation. Allahumma aghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my nation because they don't know. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he is the first Khalifa. And in 10 blessed Sahaba companions, Ashra Mubashara radiyallahu anhu, he was taught a dua by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is given in Bukhari and Muslim. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfirli. O Allah, I have greatly wronged myself and none but you can forgive sins, so grant me your forgiveness. In the home life, friendship, community life, there are quarrels and disagreements and disappointments which may bring sorrow or grief or broken heart. One route is complaints and anger and malice and curse and verbal abuse and backbiting. People even call some imam or sheikh or counselor or psyche and hours and midnight meetings and behavior health clinics. People may even call a lawyer or go to the court, and they spend weeks and months and time and resources. Another way is call one, Allah. Make dua, istighfar, salatul istikhara, salatul hajat. Even if you are right, if you give up the argument, you may get a palace in paradise. If you give up your argument, you can win the other person. Science tells us that hormones within the body are created through emotions of grief or hope or happiness. And these hormones run throughout the body. And this defines our character, disposition, and anger or behavior and physical reactions. Give benefit of doubt to other people. They may be suffering from hunger, restlessness, illness, physical stress, fear, setbacks in life, old age, pain, hardship, sleep disorder, and medical or psychological effects, or evil eye, or jinns, or magic and shaitan. In a world, people are constantly affected with some of these calamities. Every human being deserves our mercy. People are constantly surrounded by risks and sadness. It's not their fault. Please forgive them. Find 70 excuses for the other people. Do not stress yourself about other people's anger. Love can conquer the world. A sincere lover never initiates any objection. Learn to love Allah and His creation. Magic words to resolve disputes. Yes, 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 of course. You are absolutely right. My bad, my fault, my mistake, my apologies. Please forgive me. This won't happen again. I will exactly do what you said. Smile and the world may smile back to you. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Verily, the patient ones will be given their reward without measure. Great reward in the life hereafter. Islam is the religion of mercy, peace, and blessing. Kind hearts, sympathy, forgiveness, sacrifice, love, and care. Allah, huwa Rahmanur Rahim, the Lord of mercy, giver of mercy. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy for the entire mankind. Quran is mercy. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'atkum maw'izatum min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi s-sudur wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'minin. O mankind, a teaching from your Lord has come to you, a healing for what is in your heart, and guidance and mercy for the believers. And paradise, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بْيَضَّتْ وَجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Those with brightened faces will be in Allah's mercy, paradise. May Allah Almighty give us the ability and tawfiq to bring these practices into our life and character. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. Race with one another in quickly going towards forgiveness from your Lord and paradise. The width of paradise is the width of the heavens and the earth. Imagine the gardens with beautiful flowers, the dresses of noor and silk, garments of honor and purity, crowns of diamond and pearls, faces bright like full moon. Someone has achieved less in this world, but has faith and good deeds, Allah can give much more as a recompense in the life hereafter. This life is so small, temporary and uncertain, and the life hereafter is so vast and everlasting and permanent, and shaitan is so deceiving, and Jahannam is so painful, and Jannah, paradise, is so beautiful and nice, and human being, insan, is so weak and powerless, and Allah is so powerful and merciful. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ Rush towards Allah. Make a U-turn in life from darkness to light, from أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ Lowest of the low to the best of the creation. In paradise, rivers of milk and honey, palaces of gold and silver, ultimate beauty, forever enjoyment. You will be always happy, never become sad, always healthy, never become sick, and always young, never become old. Things no eyes have seen it, no ears have heard it, nobody thought about it. May Allah Almighty give us the best character, the ability to control our emotions and desires, and a big heart to forgive people. And may Allah grant us all those rewards and achievements in the life hereafter, and peace and happiness in this worldly life. Ameen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.